Power has been restored to downtown Derby after a major fire took place in the area. If you were watching the news throughout the day yesterday, or you've even been on social media, you've probably seen a lot of videos showing this massive blaze that unfolded yesterday. Joining us now to give us the details is Derby Fire Chief Tom Biggs. And Chief, thank you so much for joining us. What happened?
Good morning, Melissa. You're welcome for coming on. It seems like we're not 100% sure how it started, but it was a fire in a storage facility that stored a whole bunch of different things. There was some cars in there, some fertilizer of some sorts and stuff like that, that all caught on fire and kind of made it out to be a pretty extensive fire.
There was nobody in the building, though, right? Was this kind of a storage building or?
Yeah, it was like a storage outbuilding.
Okay.
For a landscaping company. And no one was in the building. There might have been someone like in the yard itself, but no one was physically in the building when the fire occurred.
I mean, and for obvious reasons, United Illuminating had to briefly cut the power. Obviously, it's all back on now. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. But when you look at these videos, Chief, I mean, I don't want to call them explosive, but it was certainly a fire you could see for, I felt like, miles away. It was massive.
Yeah, it looked a lot bigger in videos than it actually was, but because of the cars that were burning under there, it was a lot. Because it's a metal building, and there was not real much structural components to burn, but it was the cars were burning pretty good in there.
How do you effectively put out a fire like that? I mean, you just mentioned a couple of challenges with, you know, again, containing a fire to that magnitude, but when you've got cars on fire, metal building, I would imagine that kind of brings it to another level of attacking it effectively.
Yeah, and with the wires so close to the building, we had to be cautious of that. But usually a fire like that, you use big water, and it's what we would say. Water from either a ladder pipe from the ladder truck or off the engine, they hit it with a deck gun just to knock it down. But because we didn't know what was inside, we didn't send anybody inside the building. So it was all exterior operations, and it makes it a little more challenging because, you know, little pockets of fire are hard to get if you can't see them up close and personal.
I'm curious if this building has seen issues of fire in the past. I know it was a former lumber building. So I didn't know if this has been a location you guys have responded to before.
We've responded to that area before for outside fires, but nothing to that this magnitude or anything as big as this one was. Very minor in comparison, I would say.
And that was going to be one of my questions. We've got Derby's Fire Chief Tom Biggs here talking about yesterday's massive fire. And again, thankfully, there were no injuries. We don't have a cause, though, huh? Like, we don't even have a hunch as to what would have led to something like this. There was nobody in the building. Like, is arson a possibility?
No. The fire marshal is still investigating it, but it does look like no foul play was involved. But he hasn't pinpointed an exact source yet.
Okay. Has Derby seen fires of this magnitude in recent years?
We've had definitely some bigger fires in recent years. Before they knocked down the buildings downtown, there was a building directly across the street from there that was pretty large. It caught on fire on a cold December night. We definitely had bigger fires like this before.
And actually, you mentioned something that I was going to ask about as well, which is the cold. Does, you know, talk about the element of colder weather and how that also, I would think, poses a bigger challenge for firefighters when attacking fires.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think, 9 degrees at time of dispatch.
Oh.
That might have been even warm. But it was cold. And, you know, obviously the way to put out a fire is normally water, which water in a cold temperature usually freezes very fast. So as soon as we started putting water on a fire, it became an ice skating rink.
Mm.
So it made conditions less than ideal on an already less than ideal time. And it wasn't great. Thankfully, like you said before, no one got hurt. We did have one person who ended up slipping and had a little bit of complaints, but wasn't actually hurt. But for the amount of water and the amount of people that were there, we're very lucky that no one slipped and fell or anything like that. And with that, we had the Derby Public Works there ready and waiting and standing for us to try to make it safer for everybody to operate when we were working down there.
And Chief Biggs, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you just say a few minutes ago that you guys couldn't physically go into the building? You basically attacked this from just the outside?
We could have gone into the building, but we decided because the fire was already through the roof and the amount of stuff that was inside that we weren't going to put our members in danger going into the building.
Fair. 1,000% fair. The reason I was asking that question is because there are conversations happening in other towns and cities about the either need or effectiveness of whether or not, especially police, but also fire. I think fire gets they don't get thought of as much, which I don't know why. But the importance of having drones. Do you guys have drones in your fire department? Like, could you effectively have used a drone to go in to see the magnitude of the fire or what was causing it or be able to even douse the fire at all? Like, could a drone have been effective in this case? I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm just trying to get an idea.
Yeah, we could have used a drone, but for the most part, we could see what was in the roof had collapsed on one portion of the building that wasn't open. So we could see what we were dealing with from the ladder that was up in the air. So, yes, we could have used it, but it necessarily wouldn't have been as effective for this one. But in the future, it's definitely something that can be used if we needed it to be.
Yeah, like I said, I know this is a conversation not happening in Derby, just to be clear for people listening. But it is a conversation happening in other towns and cities, whether or not drones should be used or effective. And it always, I feel like, is a focus on police, which is fine. But I think with fire, I was just curious if this was something that you guys have discussed, because, I mean, this is a great example, in my opinion, to have, to keep your firefighters safe. But to be able to actually assess that fire, what was causing it, what was actually being damaged on the inside of the building, and maybe to even attack it from the inside without perishing, having a person perish.
Yeah, the Storm Ambulance Corps in town, they got a grant earlier last year to start a drone program, and they're still getting it off the ground, which is good. And I don't know exactly what kind of drones are going to get and such, but it'll be a resource we have for fires, rescues, searches, or like a water rescue, and that's going to be open, for, I think, Derby, Ansonia, Shelton, maybe Seymour. And I believe Shelton has a few drones that they operate with their fire department.
Interesting. Yeah, that's been a really recent chat, I feel like, in the last couple of years. But I feel like there's always a focus on police, but I think these are really great examples of where fire can really utilize them as well. So just wanted to ask that. Chief Biggs, obviously this remains under investigation. Again, so glad to know that everybody is okay. Any idea, though, when we would know a cause of this? Because obviously that's going to be the number one question coming out of this.
It all depends on the fire marshal. The fire, he could know something today. It could be a week. He might not be able to pinpoint something exactly, ever, just because of the magnitude of the damage inside. But it's more of a scientific thing, so it's hard to give you an exact time or date, when it's actually going to be discovered what the exact cause was.
Okay. Well, we will keep our ear to the ground, and hopefully we'll have an answer sooner rather than later. And Chief Biggs, I want to thank you and your department for all that you do. Glad to know that everybody is okay, and we appreciate your time here on WICC.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.